It's tech earnings season. Services, gadgets, and the cloud won, and advertising took a hit. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Four of the biggest companies in the world, Alphabet, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple, all reported earnings over the last 2 weeks. These companies either sell gadgets or services or ads, or maybe a combination of those things. And for a long time, it looked like selling ads fueled by personal information was the holy grail of digital business models. But lately, it looks like less of a slam dunk. Facebook took a big hit this week when it said it's costing more to keep bad actors out of its platform after a tough year of scrutiny. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, is working to diversify its business away from just ads. But as ad revenue softens, a report suggested it might seek new audiences in China and censor its product as a result. That got us wondering, is the advertising star dimming as a reliable business model? So we called up an investor to ask. Emily Melton is a partner at venture capital firm DFJ.
I think that the challenge with advertising-based businesses are understanding how much attention you can really get of the consumer. So if you step back and think, what really are the prominent businesses that sell ads? What do they do? And what they do is they capture the attention of the consumers. And that used to be reading a newspaper, opening a magazine, even watching a television show. But now it's mostly held on these large platforms like the Facebook and the Instagrams and Twitter. And you see this, it tends to be more of a winner-take-all place. And so you have to really believe that if it's an advertising-based business model, that you're creating one of the elephants in the industry and that you're going to be able to get most of the consumer's attention and the content on your platform in order to be able to make enough money via ads.
And there's also data, right? I mean, do companies come to you and say, our business model is data?
Data, the phrase right now we hear often is data is oil. Data right. is just a key component that makes these businesses run. We typically don't invest in companies that are just going and buying data and selling that to third parties. But what we do find very valuable is companies that have proprietary access to data that helps enable them to do whatever it is that they're doing better. So Facebook is one of the obvious categories there, but another one would be LinkedIn. Right? Everyone putting their professional data on that platform, that data is for LinkedIn, but others come and use it. So recruiting services will come and use it. So there's a lot of value that's for that data, but the end consumer who's put up their data in there is also deriving data from it and enabling that system to be more valuable because everybody is benefiting from that ecosystem.
Got it. It's symbiotic.
Yes. Those are the feedback loops that are symbiotic are the best kinds of businesses, I believe, in how data is most effectively used in these business models. When you have people who are taking data from one company and using it in a different purpose that the consumer or the constituents on the platform don't understand, you know, those are, sometimes you can make money doing it, but that's not where we spend our time. And I think that's where you get into some of the challenging ethical issues that you've been alluding to.
Emily Melton is a partner at venture capital firm DFJ. Next week on the show, we will revisit some of our conversations about venture capital, how the industry is evolving, and who's benefiting. Stephanie Hughes is the producer of Marketplace Tech, and please wish her Godspeed and lots of love because she's headed off on maternity leave through the end of the year. I intend to be completely lost without her. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer and Dan Powell are our engineers. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and yes, listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism going strong. We really appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.